We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, before we get into today's pod, I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everybody the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As a part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is, you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box for this episode to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join.
Hey, this is Mark Cuban, and you're listening to the Step Back, the best Mavs podcast ever.
I like this, TK. I like that.
Yes, the Mavericks, all about action. Don't do no acting, no Samuel Jackson. Dirk get the ball, you know that it's magic. Post move deadly, yeah, get tragic. Luka with the ball, yeah, get nasty. He'll drop 30, don't gotta ask him.
Luka with the step back 30. Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! There's a three-pointer, yes, sir. Taking the three out to the pump bag, and it's money for Porzingis.
Now you got my boy Chris Stapps looking like Duncan Nash in the gap. They just want to ring, want to fill the gap on your team head. Tuck our heads, dang, go relax, still at a champ, defense still coming with the Calabas flow, the Mavs are best on the flow.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome into another episode of the Mavs Step Back Podcast. I'm your host, Dalton Trigg. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host in Dallas basketball on SI colleague, Matt Galatson. And guys, tonight is it's one of those games that you just want to throw out the window and forget about it. I know I'm not going to go back and watch any of the tape from this, so we'll vent about it a little bit on here, and then we'll let it go and move on to the next game, which will be against the Miami Heat, I believe. Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, Miami Heat and then the Chicago Bulls. So the Mavs lost to the Charlotte Hornets in their home opener with that gorgeous green court that they debuted. And it made it even more sad. The final score was 118-99. And that's really – that doesn't even tell the story of how bad it was for the Mavs. But just give me – I mean, we're not even going to follow a script or anything here of, like, topics or anything. Just give me your initial reaction to what you just witnessed.
Man, I don't really know what to think.
I had a tweet during the game. It like the Mavs are kind of like Jim Carrey from Me, Myself, and Irene. Like they're just completely bipolar at the moment.
Yeah.
They've had three games where they just look like absolute crap. And they've had a game where they look like they could beat anybody and go really deep in the playoffs. It bothers me. I think the whole, well, it's a weird season and blah, 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 blah. I don't buy that for this. It's not weird to me. I just think that they're doing a lot of things that are frustrating. And we'll probably get – I know you have one that you want to talk about here pretty soon, but – something needs to be different, and whether that's giving more guys minutes and other guys less minutes or something else, something needs to change pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, at least I look, and I mean, I obviously have to try and take some positives out of this. This isn't even a positive about the game itself, but just overall, at least this is happening early in the season, you know?
Yeah.
At least it's happening early and they can see like, okay, this definitely is not working and they have an opportunity to make adjustments to where it doesn't kill them later on in the season. So that is one upside to this is, you know, it feels horrible that they've started this season 1-3, but you know, it's not a death sentence.
Right.
And just to expand on your comment on the NBA being weird, not being an excuse and all that, I agree with that. It's not an excuse. But, I mean, the entire league has kind of been bipolar. Like, look at Miami. They lost to the Bucks the other night. Bucks, it was an all-time record for three-pointers made. And they beat the Heat by like 40 points. And then tonight, the Heat beat the Bucks without Jimmy Butler by 11. So, just weird stuff happening. There's been some huge, huge blowouts so far this season. But it's just coming off of the high of that 51-point win against the Clippers. And then jumping into this game and losing by, what was it? Oh, it ended up being 19. But like I said, I mean, it was far worse than that. I don't know. It's just it's a very high up and down to go through. And there's a lot to unpack with this. It wasn't just one thing. I guess we'll get into our gripes so far, because even though the whole team could have played better, what I'm looking at, and I mean, I know we sound like a broken record so far this season talking about it, but the Mavs have a Dwight Powell problem. And he doesn't, like, he has these moments where he'll do something okay, he'll do something good. But then it's like he immediately turns around on the next possession or the possession after that. I mean, he follows it up not too far after that and does something that makes you just scratch your head and say, like, why is he on the court? And yeah. I mean, and it's not his fault either. I mean, this is something that we knew was possible with him coming back from his Achilles injury. Guys, historically in the NBA, when they have that injury and they come back and they're just not who they used to be. And right. I mean, given we had gripes about Powell before the injury, but it wasn't like this, Matt. I mean, this is just bad. He is, like, at this point when I watch him play, like, and I mean, like I said, he had some moments even in this game where it was like, okay, he looks fine. But his overall game, like, I don't even know if I would have him in my actual rotation, you know, let alone have him as the starting center. So, and I mean, you look at the starters for this game, they were all at least minus 21 in the plus minus. And I think a lot of that has to do with Dwight Powell playing with the other four guys. And I get it. I get it. It's a team effort and everything, but I just think a lot of the early season struggles has to do with Dwight Powell being in the starting lineup. So
that's one thing, yes. And also, obviously, they're missing KP, which when you're missing your second best player, and then that in turn makes your second best player Josh Richardson, that's a problem.
But yes. Yes.
Also, the whole thing about Powell, you're right, in a sense, it isn't his fault. But if he was really the team leader that everybody says he is, I think we talked about this the other day. Maybe it was via text. I can't remember. But if he was really the team leader that people say he is, he would recognize that he's hurting the team at the moment. And he would be like, hey, Rick, maybe I should take a more secondary role and let someone like James Johnson or somebody else like that take my minutes or Willie or whatever, just to see if things will work a little bit better. I mean, that's a thing leaders do.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know, even if KP had been ready to start this season from game one, I don't know if it had anything to do with KP being out or what, but everybody was praising Powell for coming back as soon as he did from that Achilles injury. And it makes you wonder if he didn't rush it. You know, I mean, you hadn't played in so long, and then you're starting the season in a starting position. I mean, it just seems like it's a lot to put on his plate so early after going through what he went through in that rehab and trying to get his legs back under him and all that. So, like you said, it's not all Powell's fault, but it's just frustrating. And especially after what we've seen, you know, from Maxey at times and from Willie Cauley-Stein, you know, two bigs that are coming off the bench, either one of those guys or even James Johnson. Like, there's so many other options, even with KP out. Like I said, even if KP was bat right now, I don't even know if I'd want Dwight Powell in the rotation.
No, I wouldn't.
Right now. And that's not to say that can't change later on, but – I mean, after four games, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Well, you make a good point because – I'm sorry to interrupt, but, you make a good point because you look at Kevin Durant. I mean, obviously not everybody's going to be Kevin Durant because he's Kevin Durant, but he had an Achilles. But he sat out an entire year before he came back. And Powell, I think maybe he could get a little bit back with a little bit more time, maybe not. But I would have rather seen him come back later and not rush it because he just doesn't look like he belongs on the NBA floor right now. And the Powell we saw before the injury, he at least belonged on an NBA floor.
Yes.
And now he just looks like, I mean, he's washed.
Yeah. Before the injury, Powell was like an analytics darling. especially when he was with that bench unit that was so lethal. Well, I guess that was the season before last, but you know what I mean. Like he visibly belonged. Even when he started, it was like, well, we'd rather have KP at the five, and then that eventually did happen, but at least he could do things. you know, even on rebounds, you know, it's like he already didn't have the greatest wingspan for a big guy, but before the injury, he had his athleticism. And, you know, we've always said things about his rebounding, but now it's just like, I don't even expect him to grab a rebound anymore. It's like he's playing volleyball. He just kind of swats at it.
Yeah, he just slaps it.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I don't know how many games have to, and I mean, thank goodness that KP is almost back, because I think that will, you know, that'll help with a lot of the Mavs issues. Now, as far as like the entire team just not getting up for a game like this, that's a problem. I don't think something like that is solved by KP coming back, but who knows? I mean, maybe he can keep everybody accountable, you know, throughout an entire game if he's on the floor leading by example. So,
Well, I just think it'll energize people to see him back on the floor, and maybe that'll help. But I mean, one of the things that really has concerned me isn't necessarily the final outcomes of the game, but it's the energy level that they've had in the three losses.
Yes.
I mean, they look soft, which they brought in Josh Richardson and James Johnson to help fix that, but they've looked soft. They look uninterested. They look unenergetic. And I think that's a problem. And I don't want to hear the stuff from, you know, from people about, oh, I don't want hot takes after two games. I mean, it's look, you don't have the same room for error that you had last year because it's not a full season.
There's a reason they're called recap pods. We're watching it, we're processing it, and now we're recapping it. we're talking about what our eyes are telling our brains.
Right. It's not like we've had time to process this and, you know, dissect it and do all that stuff. But I mean,
and that won't happen with this game. But
yeah. I mean, everybody wants to forget this game. I mean, this is as far as the Mavericks are concerned. Like, it's just a shitty year. But you know, at a certain point, you are what you are. I know it's still early in the season, but they have to do something to fix this soon, or it's going to become an issue. I mean, that was the Charlotte Hornets. That wasn't the Lakers. You know what I mean? That wasn't Chris Paul in a new look Phoenix Suns team that actually looked pretty good. You know, looks pretty good. Or, you know, Miami's coming in on New Year's Day. That might be a problem. I mean, this is concerning. I mean, this is three double digit losses.
And look, we got to give Charlotte some credit too, because their bench just absolutely could not miss. They just lit the Mavs up. And your boy, LaMelo Ball, he went off for 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists off the bench.
Probably be his
best
game of the season.
What's that?
That'll probably be his best game of the season.
Yeah. 4 of 5 from deep.
He'll probably versus Mavs All-Star.
Yeah. And look, I'm just looking at the box score here, and we talked about it a little bit before we came on and recorded, but the Mavs' best two players, as far as, you know, having a positive impact, you know, the plus minus again. The Mavs' best two players, according to that, in this game were James Johnson and Josh Green. And James Johnson had 7 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. Josh Green didn't score, and he only had 2 rebounds and no assists, and he was still plus 10 and in 10 minutes. And that is just because of his tenacious defense, Matt. This guy does not stop. He is an irritant to everybody. Like, the motor just does not stop. And I love what I'm seeing from him on the defensive end. I think he would have a positive impact like that on a nightly basis if Rick Carlisle would just, you know, give him a little bit more rope and in that second unit and see what he can do. Because, yeah, the offense is still raw, but he is so good defensively that they can put him in there and he can still have a positive impact. He'll figure it out on the offensive end. He's too athletic not to. But I really, really love what I've seen out of Josh Green in very limited minutes so far in this early season. What do you think?
I mean, I totally agree. At a certain point, maybe Rick doesn't trust him yet, but I hate that excuse. It's like, at a certain point, look at what you're putting out on the floor. Do something different. I mean, what's Josh Green going to do worse than Dwight Powell or, you know, somebody else who's out there just not doing what they're supposed to be doing? I mean, he's going 100% all the time. Nobody else on the roster except maybe James Johnson is going 100% all the time. Luka certainly not. I mean, that was one of the worst games I've ever seen Luka play, ever. He just looked like he wanted to go eat sausage.
And look, the Mavs, they were down 29 going into the fourth quarter. And, you know, that's when Josh Green got his first run, was, you know, in the fourth quarter. And, you know, they end up losing by 19. So there's your plus 10 right there. But I was watching the beginning of that first quarter, and, you know, Gordon Hayward, he's healthy again. And, you know, he had a bad shooting night overall, but there were a couple times where he was just going to, he's like, oh, well, I got the rookie on me. I'm going to drive down into the paint and just, you know, get an easy one. And Josh Green shut him down twice. Like, it wasn't even close. And then he contested a Biombo layup. Like, he got up and almost blocked it, made him miss, and got the rebound and everything too. And I'm just like, dude, let's get this guy some more minutes and just see what happens. I get the excuse for the other rookies, because they're, you know, they're very raw, and they still have yet to show us, you know, flashes like Green has. But I think they need to really consider giving Green more run going forward. So we'll see how that goes.
The economy is made up of real people doing real stuff, and it affects everything, which you obviously know since you're a real person doing real stuff. Marketplace is here to help you get smart about everything beyond the what of the day's business and economic news. We dig into the how and the why with the real people driving our economy. From big tech and interest rates to small businesses and what's happening at the Fed, Marketplace breaks it all down so you don't have to. Listen to Marketplace wherever you get your podcasts.
2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world, with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore. Indeed helps you find a quality candidate quickly so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need, and you can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And now, Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. And you can contact them the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. 73% of online job seekers in the U.S. are visiting Indeed each month, according to ComScore's total visits. So it's clear Indeed can help you get the quality hire you need. That's why more than 3 million businesses worldwide use Indeed for hiring. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and Thomas Hearns. Legends, whose four-way rivalry defined one of the greatest eras in boxing history. Relive their decade of dominance in the new Showtime sports documentary, The Kings, a four-part series premiering Sunday, June 6th, only on Showtime.
The NBA is back in action, and football is heading into the playoffs.
You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Matt, another thing we're going to just touch on here is the play of Luka, because he had a pretty good game against the Clippers through three quarters. He almost had a triple-double, 24 points. And he didn't make a three in that game, though. He didn't make a three in this one either. He's 0 of 5. He was 0 of 5 tonight against the Hornets. And I haven't checked his overall stats from these four games, but I know after that Clippers game, he was shooting like 12% from three on the season, and he's probably under 10% now after this game. And he only had 12 points. He had 5 assists and only 2 rebounds, which just really in 24 minutes, which just really is not Luka-like at all. He's usually way more aggressive trying to go and get the rebounds. And I don't know. I don't know what to think about Luka right now, other than the only excuse, and it's not an excuse, it's more just an observation. The only thing I can think of is that he's still not in the best of shape, and I think that's definitely the issue with the 3-point shot. Now, as far as the rebounding and some of the other stuff, I don't know what's going on with him. He looked disinterested tonight, and I hope it doesn't linger. I know I said some things in our group chat as that game was going on, but deep down, I mean, I don't think it's appropriate to overreact too much and say that, you know, this could be a slump season for him. But given all the preseason hype and given that he was the MVP favorite heading into this season and that he hadn't had a slump up until this point, you kind of wonder if that's something that's possible heading into the rest of this year. But, you know, Porzingis could come back and then Luka just turns into a Super Saiyan again, and there we go. So what do you think of his performance so far?
Well, I mean, first of all, I just looked it up. He's hitting 9% from three.
Ooh.
He's 2 of 21.
Gosh.
That's not good.
That's not good at all.
But, look, part of it may be that he's out of shape, but I think also part of it is that he's a little bit frustrated.
Yeah.
Because I think he has, in the first three games, whatever energy level you want to say about energy level, I think through the first three games, he was putting his teammates in positions to succeed and they weren't making shots.
Yeah.
So I think I think he's frustrated. And I think
our buddy Kirk over at Mavs Moneyball, he made a good point tonight when he said it just kind of feels like Luka is refusing to shoot just to be like, look what I'm doing. look what I'm working with here. Like, I'm trying, guys.
Yeah. And there's no excuse for it because this team is on paper much better.
Yes.
Than last year's roster. Guys just aren't making shots.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating for him. And, you know, I'm sure that's playing a role. Somebody needs to light a fire somewhere. I don't know where it's supposed to come from. I don't think the loss of, like, Steven Silas, for example, is a big enough deal for this offense to look the way it's looked over the last four games. Because, I mean, you saw what they're capable of against the Clippers. So that's not it. It's something about drive to me. And that's a hard thing to quantify. It's very subjective, I guess. But to me, it just looks like they don't care right now.
Yeah. And how ironic is it that on a night where everybody just shoots the ball horribly, except for Maxi Kleba, basically. But as far as the starters, everybody was just horrible from the field. And then Tim Hardaway Jr. goes 7 of 10 and hits 3 of his 6 threes for 18 points. Very rarely is he, like, you know, above 50% shooting overall. And he usually you usually see like a 2 for 9 from three when he jacks up a bunch of them. But he had an efficient shooting game. It didn't matter. But when you look and you see Josh Richardson going 0-4 from three, and then Dorian Finney-Smith, he went 1 of 6. And I'm like, I had to go back and look, but there were at least 3 wide open corner threes for Dorian where he shot like 45% last year from the corners, and he bricked them. And you're not going to win very many games, especially without KP, when those guys are missing wide open shots. It's what we saw in the playoffs. How many wide open threes did Maxi Kleba get in that playoff series against the Clippers that could have turned the series around if he had just hit just a handful of them? So, I don't know. I mean, like I said, we don't want to overreact too much, but you just get a bad vibe from games like this. The effort level wasn't there. I'm sure Rick Carlisle, I mean, I haven't looked at any post-game quotes yet, but I'm sure Rick Carlisle is not pleased at all. But if you're not pleased with the team's early performance four games in, then make a change. You know, you can't – what's that saying about insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you don't like the results, then make a change. And we'll just have to see if he does that heading into that next game against the Miami Heat. And like I said, Jimmy Butler's been out, but, you know, he's probably going to be playing for that game, and it's going to be another grinder for the Mavs. So, and also, I don't know, I wrote about this yesterday on DallasBasketball.com, but Luka has been really bad specifically against the Miami Heat. So coming off of this game, I'll be interested to see how he rebounds against the Heat, because he has not played well against them so far through two seasons. The highest he's ever scored against them is like 23 points, and he has never shot above 40%. from the field against Miami. They give him fits. The Heat have given the Mavs fits all the way back nearly a decade going to the finals. The Mavs have only won two games against the Heat since then. So I don't know if it's going to get any better soon, Matt, but like we said, at least it's happening now at the beginning of the season, and they can iron some stuff out. And maybe next week KP will be back and they can start to rack up some wins going from there. And Luka will be in better shape and all that good stuff. So we will see.
Well, I just want to add this. Dallas is 0 for their last 6 against the Heat, I think.
That sounds right.
I think dating all the way back to December of 2017, I think.
Yeah, yep.
And
it's been 3 years.
Yeah, I mean that was the first Heat win in this stretch against the Mavericks. So, I mean, I'm not very confident heading into that game.
Yeah. You get the same feel that you do when the Mavs play the Suns, but the difference is Miami is actually, you know, a finals contender. So yeah, it could be bad. Things could get worse before they get better, but
yeah.
If there's one thing that this Mavs team is good at, it's rebounding. And not in the sense of actually rebounding, but like rebounding from losses. Because they were the only team last year that didn't lose more than two games in a row. And there were a lot of games where they just lost one game and they bounced back in the next game too. So we'll see. We'll see if they can do it against Miami. But other than that, I don't have anything else to say about it, Matt. You have anything to add?
Only that Miami is a team that is built to give the Mavs problems. Everything about them is bad for the Mavericks. So we'll see.
Yeah, and look, before we take off here, I have to mention it since we hit the goal today, Matt. DallasBasketball.com just torched the month of December. Like, it's I haven't even checked it since we've crossed the line there, but earlier today we crossed the 1 million mark for page views in the month of December, which like obliterates a SI record for a NBA channel. So I mean, props to you, Matt. Props to Fish. Props to the rest of the DallasBasketball.com team. I mean, that this has been one heck of a month for the site, and I can't wait to, you know, see what the new year brings with it.
Yeah, I mean, props to you too, man. These podcasts and the other columns that you've written as well. I mean, it's been a great month, and we hope that you guys stick with us, and you know, maybe we can do it again next month. It's been a unprecedented month for us. I mean, we've had good months before, but this has been something special, and I, you know, want to thank everybody who listens and reads and all that stuff, because it's been really cool.
Yeah, the doing the podcast, I think on the 4th of January it'll officially be our 2-year Mavs Step Back anniversary since we started this thing. I mean, we've come a long way in 2 years. It's actually crazy to think about, and we hope to continue growing, because we just joined the Blue Wire Podcast Network, and they have big things in store, and we hope to continue growing at the same rate, if not more, than what we have in 2 years. So it's exciting stuff, and like Matt said, we really appreciate it. We appreciate y'all coming in and listening every week, going to DallasBasketball.com, reading our articles, keeping up with us on Twitter, everything. We do our best to scratch your Mavs itch, to put it one way. So, guys, yep, we appreciate it. We will, we'll probably see you next week, but if something happens between now and then that, you know, warrants an emergency pod, we might come back on here and do another one for you. But in the meantime, be sure to rate and subscribe on all your favorite platforms. Be sure to go to our YouTube channel and subscribe there, and keep clicking on those DallasBasketball.com links. So that's going to do it for another episode, guys. We appreciate it. Y'all have a good rest of the week.
Take a step back, reminiscing about the old days when I hooped outside with my friends and drunk that OJ. Crossover doing step backs in a pair of J's. These days I'm about my chips like a bag of Lay's. I ain't lying when I tell you people ain't the same. How you real when you sell your soul for the fame? Do anything for a dollar. I'ma stay patient cause I know God promised me a lot of. Looked up to Dirk and MJ instead of blue collar. Excited at the idea of being a true baller. Riding in the Benz, a copper Impala. Feeling like I made it, now they trying to holler. This how we thinking life's supposed to be. Media keeping all my friends close to me. Feeding me all the lies and propaganda in my eyes. I've been here forever, they thinking that I just arrived.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.